And here is the latest international report. Technical experts are not painting a bright picture for the future of converting Canadian natural uranium power plants to use enriched nuclear fuel. The possibility of converting the CANDU plants was raised last week by Quebec Premier Robert Bourassa. Sources in Moscow say Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev will pay a trip to Britain at the invitation of British Prime Minister Harold Wilson. If the visit is carried out, Brezhnev will be the first Soviet leader to travel to Britain since Nikita Khrushchev did so in 1956. And here's a late bulletin from over the international news line. There are tiny dwarves in your yellow dump trucks. What? Hey, wait a minute. What is this? Some kind of a joke? What do you mean there are tiny dwarves in your yellow dump trucks? For crying out loud! It's my first news show, you know? You might have a heart on a guy doing his first news show and never done this. And now, let's give a big hand for the great reveal.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is my first time in front of a public audience, so you'll have to bear with me if I appear to be a bit nervous. There's a blackboard to the right-hand side of the stage there with 75 words upon it. I will stare at this blackboard for a minute, and after that, the blackboard will be turned around, and I will be blindfolded, and I will remember every single word on the blackboard. So here I go. I'm going to stare at the blackboard for 1 minute, and I will memorize every word on it.
2 minutes reveal. 2 minutes.
Yes.
Reveal is memorizing now. The words flowing and working themselves into that vast, cavernous memory. He has previously memorized every single World War II casualty in a matter of 10 minutes. And yes, I think that Reveal is ready now. Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right. Turn around the blackboard. Could you come and blindfold me, please?
The blindfold is on Reveal, and he will now remember every single word without fail. Reveal?
Do you just want to start me off? The first word, everything will follow after that. If you just want to give me the first word, will you please? It's 75.
Yes. The first word begins with an S. The first word is sand.
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 Yeah. All right. Okay. Here we go. Sand. Sand. This. Blindfold's too tight. The sand.
Could we adjust the blindfold? Yes. Adjust the blindfold.
That's better. Sand. Give me a clue on the next word.
The next word begins with a P. A P.
Puh, a P.
Puh.
Sand.
Puh.
Play?
No.
Play. Sand.
Puh.
Puh.
P. P. Pa.
Progress.
Pa. Pa.
Pa. Pa.
No.
No,
I'm sorry. The word was partridge. The
partridge.
Word was partridge. Reveal.
Okay, I have it now. It's come in a cosmic flow. Sand. Partridge. Just give me a hint. What, first letter?
I'm sorry, Reveal, but our time is up, and we'll have to have you on again, I'm afraid. Perhaps next year.
I think I can memorize it all by then.
Yes.
I didn't mean it that way.
Yes.
Hi, Rick Watson here out on the street with our Lifesaver Secretary doll. We're going to be giving this away this lunch hour to some lucky person on the street, this gentleman over here. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, yeah?
Say, we'd like you to try out our new Lifesaver Secretary doll, a fully automated robot secretary in your office.
Wow.
Well, take her home this afternoon and come back and tell us what you thought.
Okay. Come on, sweetheart.
Say, nice to see you back. And how did you make out?
Wow, she's just great. She can type, she does just everything. Good idea, but you left out the hole.
Left out the hole?
Good evening, and welcome to the nightmare world of drugs. Tonight, Morton Foster sits alone in his living room. From his favorite armchair, Morton sits and reads about drugs. Anxiously, he awaits the arrival of his only son, knowing that tonight he will face reality.
Acid head, a frequent user of LSD, bag, a container of drugs, bag man, a supplier of illegal drugs, blow a stick, smoke marijuana, cigarette, charged up under the influence of drugs.
Dad? Can I borrow the keys to the car? I want to go down to McDonald's and have a drink with Betty Joe.
I want to talk with you. Could you just come and sit down with me here for a few minutes?
Yeah, sure, Dad. Anything you say. But could you make it quick? Because I'm supposed to meet them in 15 minutes there.
Yes, son. Just come and... That's good. Just
okay,
sit
here we
right
go.
There.
Let her rip, Dad. Go ahead.
Well, I might as well get to the root of this conversation, son. Have you been using Riffo?
What? Riffo?
Riffo.
Riffo? What?
That's marijuana, a drug obtained from the flowering tops of the cannabis or hemp plant, and often known as cannabis, grass, giggle smoke, hay, hemp, joint, loco weed, Mary Jane, mez, pot, reefer, rope, stick, tea, weed, and boo.
What? Could you run that by me? Riffo?
It's drugs, son.
Drugs.
Drugs. Apparently, your generation likes to freak out on this groovy griffo. You experience a happening with this hay. Aren't you hip, son?
What are you?
Do you buy
normal,
lids?
Dad, I don't understand you. What are you?
Are you one of the lame ones?
What?
one who needs to a crutch to cope with reality.
What a crutch! I'm just going down for a. For a Coke and a Big Mac. What is this about Griffo and Riffo and
I think, son, you're going down to buy a nickel bag. A nickel bag of Nemmies or Nimbies. Are you on the nod?
What? On the nod? Dad, what's the matter? You been drinking again? What is this? Nimbies? I just
son,
take my
I'm
vitamin
not a square.
C every morning. What is
I
this?
I think you're
Nimbies?
A speedball.
Speedball? Oh, Dad.
Now, tell me straight out, son.
Okay.
Have you been using drugs?
I've been using drugs?
I think you're torn up.
Torn up? What?
Intoxicated. Stoned.
Stoned? What am I stoned? I'm hungry. Can I just have the car key? I just want to... Gee, I'm only in grade 7 for crying out loud. I mean, all these guys around me are all whiffed out, but I mean, I'm whiffed out.
Son, I don't think you know where it's at. Now, all right. Go down to McDonald's and see your friends.
Thanks a lot, Dad.
But I don't want any tripping.
No, I won't trip.
I think you're just turned off, son. That's good.
Okay. Bye, Dad.
Bye, son.
Oh, hey. Hey, Fred?
Yeah.
Hey, you finished in there?
Yeah, just come in just a second.
Okay, come on. Hurry up, huh?
Okay, I'm just going to flush the toilet.
Okay. Hey, come on. We're late for the game for crying
out
loud.
Yeah, okay. Hey.
Yeah.
Jerry, look at...
What?
The guy over there.
What's the matter?
Look at him.
What?
He's sitting in a urinal.
Hey,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know he's kind of small, but he's sitting in a urinal. You know what he's... I gotta go over and talk to this dude.
There's a guy. A little guy really sitting weird. In a urinal.
Okay, pardon me, fella. You're sitting in a urinal, man.
Yes, I know.
Well, look, You just can't sit in your urinal. You go into one of those stalls in there. These are for number one.
Hey, what's the matter with you anyway? You some kind of a commie?
Well, I don't know.
I always fall in the big ones.
You fall in the big... Well, yeah, you are kind of small. Well, what's your name, kid?
Hey, come on, Fred. Let's get out of here for crying out loud. Hey, come on. There's a lot of weirdos around this part of town, right?
You're hurting my feelings. Yeah. My name is Captain Zeron.
Captain Zeron.
Captain
well, look.
Zeron.
Mars.
Holy shit.
Really weird. Are you finished there, Captain
this
Zeron? I mean, you're messing up the urinal. You're all done in there?
Hey, listen, don't you belong in the ladies' room or something?
Would you leave me alone?
You're all done. Okay. Now go on, wash your hands.
Hey, shouldn't
and
your
we'll
father be
a janitor, okay?
Brushing my hands. That's fun.
Yes, no. Well, okay.
That guy's weird.
Look at him. Look at him there.
Jeez.
Look, what does that look like to you? You know what that looks like to me? That looks like Jell-O to me that he's left in there.
That looks like Jell-O.
It looks like Jell-O.
Hey, you, weirdo. Come here.
I'm not a weirdo. My name is Captain Zeron.
Hey. Smell this stuff, man. It's strawberry Jell-O, man.
God.
It's strawberry Jell-O. I'm not going to touch it. It's strawberry Jell-O, man. I don't care if the guy's got stomach problems or what. This stuff is strawberry Jell-O.
There's strawberry... Hey!
What are you... You got some kind of weird disease, or what's the matter with you, kid?
My name is Captain Zeron, and I come from Mars.
Oh, boy, we got a real loony on our hands here.
Well,
wow.
Yeah, you...
Mars.
That's...
Listen, if you guys aren't gonna quit bugging me, I'm going to discombobulate you with my space modulator.
Space?
Invite this dude to dinner, we'll all have to wait around for about half an hour until we get dessert.
Yeah, you know? Hey!
Listen,
well,
you guys, I've had it with you. There. Now they're gone. I discombobulated them.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are at the Festival Hall for the beginning of a great performance, the Festival Hall in the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. Dancing tonight is Margaret Fontaine in her 9th month of pregnancy. We take you now to the orchestra pit directly in front where Richard Saxton and Tom Quill will be covering tonight's ballet.
Thank you very much, Roger. Richard and Tom down here right next to the pit. And this pit is going to be very good to see the location, especially because we'll be below the actual level of the stage and looking up at what should be a very interesting performance to him.
I'm looking forward to being able to look up Margaret's skirts, in particular since we've already pointed out that she is 9 months pregnant. This special tutu been designed for this performance only, Richard. The high-waisted material around the bulging protuberance on her front.
I just might mention that I spent an extra $46.20 to get a special line into the hospital in case anything did happen on the stage. But as we were mentioning in our pre-game show, or pre-ballet show, I might say, at the stage tiptoe, it's the problem with the calluses and the 9 month period of building up the calluses to handle the extra weight of that what could happen to be a child on the stage during the performance.
Richard, I see the cue now for the curtain. I believe the performance is about to begin.
The curtain is now rising, and we have a purple curtain, nice velvet, with the blue trim in this memory of this Blue Swan ballet, which is a very old ballet, and it'd be very interesting to see this unique performance with a pregnant young lady performing the lead role.
Well, right now we just have the nymphs warming up. As you know, the prelude to this ballet takes place in the swamps of Lower Swabovia, and the nymphs dancing around now in the marshes near the lake, and this is as a prelude to Margaret's grand entrance, and we're all breathlessly awaiting that.
Well, it could be quite disastrous if she fell as she came in. Cause some kind of harm to her body, and that might ruin the performance, because it would have to be at an opportune time that this child might be born on stage.
Well, certainly we would not want a miscarriage to result from this one, Richard. You mentioned the added weight that she's carrying. I also spoke with her partner in tonight's performance, Rudolf Nureyev, who has had to also go into special training to be able to handle the extra weight. Now, this final leap, for instance, which will be coming up in just a moment as we see... As they're now just the nymphs have left the stage, there will be a leap coming up very shortly where Rudolph will have to catch her, and I hope that he's up to it. I really do, Rich.
Yeah, and that will definitely be the climax of the entire performance, just to make sure that he does catch her, because if something does go wrong, she could really have quite a fall there.
Right. Well, you see now, you see she's in position, Rich. She's at the back of the stage there. She's leaping. She's in that last pirouette before she goes, and she's now... Richard, can you take it? Is Rudolph, he missed! Oh, no!
She is down. She is down, but she is not
the
out.
The crowd has gone wild.
There's a puddle. Tom, there is something happening on the stage right now. I cannot quite see.
No, there's all those extra nymphettes have returned now. They're all gathered about. It's all like the orchestra plays madly on, Richard. I don't understand. They don't seem to realize.
The belay for leotards are ripped, Tom, right down near the...
It's disgusting. They didn't hold up. The costume was too weak, Richard. The costume was too weak.
She's lifting up her left leg, Tom, and if... Oh, her knee is... She's trying to get up her other leg now.
I think... they're trying to remove that slipper.
She's moving slowly.
If they could get that slipper off and then tie it around her neck, Richard, that would work as a tourniquet. They could perhaps save something that way. What do you think? Oh, jeez.
Well, I don't know if there is a doctor in the house, but this ballet is certainly something else, and... Tom, I don't know what they're going to do now. Rudolph he doesn't know what to do himself.
The fans just love it, Rich.
The fans are cheering for this point, and it could be the climax of the whole performance. Tom, I believe we're starting to hear some noises on stage coming from just the level of the stage just below where she is now standing. I can't exactly hear what those noises are. There's a big crowd of ballet people around there.
With Margaret back on her feet and this semi-successful lame duck performance, Rich, perhaps we should take this pregnant pause and return with more in just a moment.
The Comedy Hour was made possible through a grant by the Symbionese Liberation Army. Thank God you've only been listening to the voices of Greg Plant, Ian Bray, Roger Ward, Richard Saxton, and Tom Quill. The Comedy Hour would like to thank Her Majesty's Royal Household Guard for being so bleeding nice.